Random House Audio presents Return to Atlantis by Andy McDermott. Read for you by Robin Sachs. Prologue. The ocean had no name, nor did the gnarled land rising from it. There was no one to name them. In time there would be, after the scarred primordial world had completed another 4 billion orbits of its sun, but for now it was utterly barren. The planet could not even truly be said to be dead. It had never seen life. Yet, had people from that far future somehow been able to stand on the nameless obsidian sands, they would have seen a world very different from the one they knew, countless volcanoes spewing smoke and ash into the sky. This was a landscape in flux, growing literally by the day as the planet's molten core forced itself outward through the cracks in its crust. The hypothetical observers would have found their glimpses of the heavens through the black clouds just as unfamiliar as the world beneath them. Above was an almost constant fireworks display of bright lines searing across the sky. Meteors, lumps of rock and rubble too small to survive the transition from the vacuum of space, atmospheric friction incinerating the building blocks of the still youthful solar system miles above the ground. But the larger an incoming meteor, the greater its chances of surviving the fall. Among the fleeting streaks of fire was something brighter, not a line, but a shimmering point of light, seemingly unmoving. In fact, it was traveling at over 10 miles per second. Its stillness was an optical illusion. It was heading straight for the black beach like a bullet fired from the stars. The light flared. The rock was surrounded by a searing shockwave.